Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
From the playroom to the boardroom, you know, recently my son even said to me, I don't know what direction I want to go. I don't know what interests me besides playing drums and playing Call of Duty. I don't know where I want to go or what things I want to concentrate on in school. I don't know how, you know, I think that all children go through this now. Teens go through this because it is such a busy, complicated world that we live in. So how do we take our children and our teenagers and teach them to be responsible adults and have a focus and develop something that really is a passion for them? My guest is Dr. Laura Janna. She is a pediatrician and the award-winning author of two parenting and three children's books and one very smart lady. Welcome to the show, Dr. Janna. So our teenagers, do they need to have direction and an idea of something that interests them right when they're in high school, or can they wait a while? Or if they wait a while, is it then kind of too late because the world is moving so quickly and everybody's passing them by?
You know, Melanie, fantastic question, and here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you something that actually is directly related but seems like it's going to be off on a tangent here. Let me tell you what's happening in the workforce these days. Big companies, global, multinational corporations are discovering that engagement of employees works better than pampering, that they aren't necessarily looking for exact skills or who has a degree from where and grades and things. They're looking towards how do you get your employees engaged in what they're doing? How do you make them, you know, how do you foster what their passion is? There are companies who are allowing 10% of an employee's time to be dedicated to anything that they're interested in that has to do with the company, not their job description, okay? And you say, and that's what makes people in the workplace now, in 21st century, very productive. Now apply that to teenagers. What I care about is finding what teenagers are interested in. And I have three of my own. I have three kids in high school this year. It's what are you interested in and do something about it. Be passionate about it. And you don't have to figure out what that's going to be, because maybe you figure out what you want to be 5 years from now, and there may be professions you've never even heard of today that exist 5 years. So don't bother with that. Figure out what your skills are. It's really about kind of customizing and finding your passions and then learning to apply them, connect them to the broader world.
You know what I'm finding, Dr. Janna, with my son, who's 14 in high school, and a bunch of his friends, they all want to be video game designers now. You know, and of course, we're going to need a lot of those. It's a big, huge, billion-dollar industry and all, but not all of them can do that, and there's math required, and there's artistic ability and all these things, but it seems like their passions surround video games and things of that nature. Is technology really... is there room for some of the old stuff, engineering and accounting and being a doctor, for example?
Oh, absolutely. And there are going to be teenagers who are very focused in an area. You know, we need people who are, you know, laboratory researchers, to, you know, studying one molecule for their professional career. But now the world has opened up. I mean, part of what technology has done is we're globally connected now, right? Yes, things are changing very quickly, exponential, but kids now have access to the world in a way that we didn't when we were growing up. On your point about video games, it's interesting you bring that up because it's what we all think about. And when we think about teenagers, that knee-jerk reaction is it's horrible, they're wasting all their time, they're, you know, sucked in, it's, you know, it's like a drug, they're addicted. Let me tell you what I'm watching, though, in technology. One of the areas that I'm watching most closely from a positive sense of where we're going with this and innovation is gaming. Because the ability to create things where people are motivated to keep doing them, and problem solving and adaptability with new scenarios, and lots of engineering, technology, math, science, all sorts of things, and awareness of the world and about people and psychology, all goes into video games. Now, I am not a fan of violent video games, right, because I also believe in research that shows that even very young children, they see aggression, they behave more aggressively. There's lots of people who think that's a debate. I personally, I don't like the violent ones. But the, at its core, video games are very interesting. So trying to take a teenager's interest in video games, now they have to learn some math. Now they have to learn some, you know, maybe they want to learn coding, which isn't necessarily the most exciting thing to learn. But boy, is that a useful skill in the 21st century. So go with what their interests are, steered away from sort of the violence and the 9 hours of sedentary behavior, and say, good, you want to do that, build on it.
Absolutely, the 9 hours of sedentary behavior. Boy, you know, if my son thinks that I would let him do that, he would do it in a second. I mean, that's just, you know, but I come in there, I cut it off. 2 hours, really, Mom, on a Saturday? Well, you know, hey. So I see what you're saying. And yes, we can use the gaming to a positive influence, to a, math and artistic ability and using these different computer programs to try and design something. I can see where that all comes in. So what about getting them interested in something other than that? Are we able to do that, or is this going to be a natural thing because they love that? My son likes to play drums, but he doesn't see that as a musician in a future, because that's a tough future. How
sure.
do we guide them towards some things maybe we want to do?
Sure, and there's always that balance because, you know, I always say, you know, if kids, of course, want chocolate chip cookies for dinner when they're two, why wouldn't they? Why would a child not want to play video games for 9 hours? I know plenty of adults that if they could get out of work and just sit home, they'd do it too, right? So it's learning some, you know, control, like some self-control. The other thing I worry about with that sort of long span time just spent in front of a screen is boredom is where creativity comes from, right? Or the ability to make conversation and be social and interact with others. Sometimes you do it out of necessity because you're standing there, and if you don't make conversation, then it gets really awkward. What we've done with technology on this challenging side is let it take away from our teens' need to figure out how to interact social circumstances and situations. So what I would do is, if there's an interest in video games, challenge your child, you know, have them go figure out, do a coding class. Say you're interested in that, or design, or engineering, or, you know, if it's about a virtual world, then talking about something analogous, because a lot of times those are analogous to real world situations. I'd pick up on some of it, but we're still the parent, and we still help gear children towards, you know, the right direction, just like we don't let them just decide they want chocolate chip cookies for dinner.
So where do sports play in? Because a lot of parents I know are worried if their children want to be in football or if they want to do a sport in high school, which we know is healthy and it's good and team building and all that, but it's a huge time commitment, even knowing, Dr. Jana, that your child is not going to go on to play professional sports. Do you let them give that time commitment, or would you rather them play a sport that doesn't require so much time and have them concentrate more on their studies and their passions?
You know, my approach has been, and it's changed a little bit as I'm really sort of intrigued with what's coming out for what the most valuable 21st century skills are. And if it's communication, collaboration, curiosity, critical thinking, adaptability, teamwork, you know, all those things, empathy, that's a sports team, right? I mean, you're part of something bigger than yourself. You follow the rules. You have to be responsible. You have to learn to manage your time. My criteria for my children, you know, and I've got an elite soccer player, 16-year-old, is you need to figure out how to make that work with school. School's important for you. But otherwise, go for it. Figure it out. Spend lots of time doing it because that's a very useful skill. If something he's passionate about, it's, you know, at a time, you know, years ago when I could barely get the boy to brush his teeth, if his coach told him, you know, and of course having written a book on healthy eating, he was my challenging child. He was like my meat, potatoes, hamburger, pizza if I let him, right? That was it. But if the coach told him, you know, go home, get 9 hours of sleep, and eat a healthy dinner before the tournament, he would. So I had practically wanted to call his coach and say, could you tell him to take a shower and brush his teeth? Like, that would be helpful. So I have a very big respect for this idea of it's not all just academics, but you need to help kids learn how to balance it. And the more they can do without being stressed, it's coming out of passion, not out of forced march approach, the better off they're going to be. Adaptable, juggle things, and pursue their passions. And that's what I'm looking for when I kind of guide my own kids.
That's a wonderful guide, is really to look towards their passions, adaptability, time management, positive encouragement and reinforcement, getting them involved in things that really matter and that may take them from the playroom to the boardroom. You're listening to Healthy Children, and our guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.